You're listening to the USEA official podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of eventing, covering all the big events, professional tips and tricks, interviews, special guests, and the latest USEA eventing news. Welcome to the USEA official podcast, and listeners, have we got a treat in store for you, because we have got a very special bonus episode. If you are a longtime follower of the podcast, you will have no doubt enjoyed the Team Talk series with Jenny Autry and Eric G. Bandit and the build-up to the Tokyo Olympic Games, and something that I hope we will be able to continue going into the World Equestrian Games next year in Petone as well. But there is absolutely no way that we could not give you a little post-Ark and debrief. So, first of all, Jenny, Eric, it is very good to have you back.
Nice. Hello. To be back. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it is so good to have you on and to be able to relive what was, quite frankly, a record-making weekend for US eventing in Aachen, which is just the absolute mecca of equestrian sports in Europe. It is the most incredible venue. Before we get on to the nitty-gritty of just exactly what happened with the individual win for Will Coleman and off the record, but also a team silver on the podium, let's just go back a few weeks. So obviously, Eric, we spoke a lot in the build-up to Tokyo and everything else, but what was the feeling like in terms of your preparations going into Aachen and everybody was back home? Because I know Tammy stayed out in Europe, but everybody else has obviously been training back at home and were traveling over for Aachen.
Well, it was a bit of a quick turnaround. I hadn't been back to see my family for a while, so straight after Tokyo, I flew home, and then I came back for and met up with the riders in Germany, and we had the fantastic opportunity to be based with a legendary dressage guy called Johan Hinnemann, and that's where Tammy is based at the moment and getting training. And so only that was very, very inspiring. So we had a mini camp there over a few days. And then Peter Weil came out and we had a jumping day as well. So the riders had done most of the preparation at home, but we just fine-tuned a little bit in the last few days. And the horses, they just looked very good from when they arrived. And so we were very happy with the lead going into the event.
Jenny, let me just ask you about Aachen, because it is a place that you have visited on a number of occasions. We always talk about it as kind of this mythical place of amazing facilities, incredible atmosphere. You know, they have the top class dressage and show jumping that runs alongside the eventing. Just kind of explain what it is for anybody that isn't familiar. Give us an insight into what makes Aachen so special.
I think anyone who's been to Aachen would agree that it's undisputably the best horse show in the world. And the Germans run an incredibly tight ship, which makes it a real joy to work at, a show that is so so amazingly run and caters to everyone's needs, from the riders to the grooms to the owners and other supporters. And of course, the spectators. We were thrilled to be able to have spectators there. But you're just surrounded in every minute by the very best of the best in the world in multiple disciplines, from the show jumping to the dressage to eventing and driving. And it really is quite a spectacle that is elite horse sport on display. It really feels like Disney World for horse people. And I've been there many times as a journalist. The US first sent a team to Aachen in 2013. So I was there that year, and just about every year that they had sent a team since then. But this was my first year going to Aachen in the role of managing director. And it was just as fabulous to be working there at Aachen in that role. And we have to say a massive shout out to the whole team at Aachen for executing the show in a COVID environment. It was very safe and professionally run. So we were thrilled to be able to go and thrilled to be able to have spectators there as well.
Disneyland for horses. That is honestly the best description. It's on my bucket list. I was meant to go last year, and unfortunately, you know, damn COVID came, and so I didn't make it. But it is definitely, it's one of those places, listeners, that if you ever have the opportunity, do it, because it's incredible. Let me ask you, Eric, because obviously you, as part of your build-up for Tokyo, had been based at Aachen. So your pre-export quarantine was there, which means that Tammy and Will had both spent a good bit of time there. Do you think that was really beneficial in sort of finding your, sort of getting your bearings and getting kind of, I guess, acclimatized to Aachen as well?
For sure, those horses that went there, it's like for Tammy's horse going, continuing to go to Tokyo was necessary. Off the record, Will Coleman's horse, he was there and then went back home again. But Will had, in his own mind, just thought that, continuous thought, like, I am going to use this as a getting used to the venue, getting the horse comfortable in this venue and so on. So it is all the little details. So I'm sure he, and he did a very good job and worked in all the different spaces. So I think there's a certain level. Aachen is one of those quirky places. It's very difficult to go there first time and be successful. And Will has been there before, but now this one has also had been there for a while. So I think it all plays into the final result for sure.
And the final result, just to put it into context. So going into Aachen this year, there had only ever been two top 10 finishers from US riders. You had two in the top 10 this year alone. And it was your best ever team placing. I think the team were third back in 2015, I think it was as well. So a team silver behind a very strong British team as well. Very, very impressive. Let's build up to the competition. So obviously feeling within the camp was pretty good going into the first phase. And Tammy got the team off to a very, very impressive start as well, Eric, with being second after the first phase.
Yeah, I honestly, that is a fantastic horse in all phases, but it's a beautiful dressage horse as well. And she rode, that was the best test I've ever seen the horse do, and also Tammy rode at the top of the game. She rode beautifully.
And what about the jumping? Because the show jumping in Aachen is held in an evening, a big stadium, big atmosphere. Crowds were obviously back this year. Jenny, it's a fairly unique sort of test, isn't it?
It is. And it's also just such a busy, packed, very, very quick schedule for Aachen. You have your dressage in the morning, your show jumping in the evening on the one day, and then your cross country in the morning the next day. So once we got to the venue, it was very full on and intense. And I know for riders who haven't been there before, that can be a bit jarring. But we really had such a good group of very focused riders, fantastic grooms, owners, and supporters. Everyone really went there with a mission to do. And across the board, they jumped either clear show jumping rounds inside the time, like Will Coleman, who was one of only three to do that with Off the Record, or they jumped rounds that were very respectable. So we were definitely very happy with how everyone performed in that ring. And again, you don't quite know how the horses are going to jump until they go in there for the first time. It's certainly electric and a very, very big atmosphere in that stadium.
And what about the cross country? Because, Eric, the cross country, the time is always notoriously tough at Aachen. What were your first impressions when you walked the course?
Well, I've got a huge respect for the course designer there. He every year he puts on a course, and they normally walk okay. But the thing is with the Aachen track, it is, you got to be so quick, and it's consistently turning and so on. So the feel you get when you're walking is not quite related to when you're actually riding it. So everything comes up super quick, and everything is on accuracy. So it is a tough track, and I go back to like a. Jenny was talking about the show jumping. Show jumping arena is very difficult to go in and jump a clear round on your first go, but also cross country to go out and jump a clear round on your first go. But the horses and riders we had here, they were all very focused, and they were wanted to really, really wanted to do well, and they wanted to go as fast as they could and take those risks that you have to do. And I thought that I was very proud of them, how they executed this course, and especially with having three riders who were first timers.
What was the feeling like in the camp? Do you guys get nervous, Eric? Because obviously you're in a strong position going into the cross country. Will, I think, was in individual third going into the cross country. So what was the feeling like? Were the nerves pretty high, or were you all fairly relaxed?
No, I sort of think I'm quite relaxed, but then I recognize I got sweaty palms. So there is obviously, I'm not the Iceman. I do have emotions running. But the girls have been out galloped around. So it was Will Lastassen of our riders, and he was sitting in such a good position. And I honestly have so much faith in Will's cross country riding. He can go fast, but he never looks risky. And it's very rare you can be in a position like that. So I basically told him to cut him loose and just go as hard as possible and try to win the class. And he sure did deliver. So it was beautiful.
It was the fastest round of the day. Nobody actually made the time. Will came home, I think, just 1 second over, 2 seconds over, I should say. So, Jenny, how about from your perspective? So talk us through Will's round of the fact that he heads out on course. He obviously, you know, he's going for it. What were the emotions like? Where did you all watch?
So I was down in a cool down area with our team vet, Dr. Susan Johns. And of course, since Will was the last to go, the other riders were all watching around the monitor as well. And Haley Burlock, Will's groom. I mean, looking at the scores and knowing how fast this combination is, we knew that they had a really good shot to win. And he just went out and executed a textbook round. It was thrilling to watch. And when he came into the stadium, we all ran over and he was doing his lap of honor and the crowd was cheering. And it was just a really special moment for everyone to be there to watch him have that fastest round of the day and put himself into what we knew was going to be a very competitive position to win. And that's ultimately what happened. And I have to say, the national anthem had already played once in the main stadium that week because our show jumping team had a thrilling victory in the Nations Cup. But it was the first time in history that the U.S. national anthem had played in the main stadium at Aachen for Eventing. And that's a moment that you'll never forget. So we're just thrilled for the result, thrilled for Will and his team and everyone who really was behind the result and made it happen.
And what about the nail biting wait for the final couple of combinations? So obviously he was guaranteed, he was the clubhouse leader as such. He was guaranteed the, you know, a top three position. Did you, obviously everybody's on hand to make sure that the horse is well cared for. So how did you watch the other combinations to go?
Well, we were cooling out Timmy and I told Ariel Grald to pull up her phone to watch the results since I was working on, you know, sponging down the horse. So I didn't have my phone with me at the time. So she was there and watching the live scores and then said that he'd won, and it was a pretty exciting celebration down in cool down with everyone there. And what was great was all the other owners and supporters of the other riders were there too, and you know, cheering just as loudly for Will. And of course the team result, team silver, and missing that win by just one pesky second, it was a special moment for sure.
I was going to say the team result as well is absolutely fantastic. And it feels, Eric, like a real moment in terms of building up to obviously the World Equestrian Games next year. There's still obviously lots more to come this year with Buccalo and with Fair Hill, etc. On the horizon. But it feels like actually a really nice turning point and a momentous occasion of the hard work is paying off. Is that fair to say?
I would say so, and like it feels like that. And I would also say, like, all credit to the riders. I mean, some of these riders I've been now working for a little bit longer, and like Will Coleman's obviously experienced, have been to championships before. But you have Ariel, Sydney, and Tammy, who are a little bit, or Ariel and Sydney, that was their first team competition, a proper one. And Tammy has been in the loop before, but under these sort of serious conditions. As well as we go there to compete, it is also an opportunity for the riders to put their hand up and say, yes, I want to be part of the World Games. So there should be a driver. And I would say they all tick the boxes. So it's just to keep working on with this new group of riders and just have them ready for the World Games. We still got 12 months of work to be done, and there's a few things that need to be tidied up. But and also just to bear in mind, like a horse like Lenormand Master Plan and QC Diamantaire, they're not quite suited for a track like this. It's really twisty course. They're big horses and a little bit harder to maneuver. So to see them go at the speed they did and really learn from what they need to practice and get better at to be able to get through tighter track like this is of highest value in their preparation.
And I'm sure they will all have come on from the atmosphere of Aachen as well, that it would have given them great exposure for. Let me ask you, what about the celebrations? Please tell me there were chances of a little bit of a toast and a drink on Saturday evening, and that you all got to celebrate just a bit, Jenny.
Absolutely. We couldn't miss the opportunity to bring together all of the riders, the grooms, the owners and supporters. We had a really great group of people who came to Aachen, which we're so grateful to them for making the trip, especially in a COVID environment. International travel isn't the easiest right now. So we were thrilled to be able to have so many owners and supporters out there wearing the American flag proudly. And there are definitely a lot of American flags in the rider bar there at Aachen at the end of the competition. So it was just a great time to celebrate a truly team effort across the board. It really was a team effort and a very good vibe in the camp. So it was definitely fun. Much fun was had by all.
I'm sure there's a story or two there as well. Let me ask you, Eric, it's obviously brilliant from Aachen, but actually sights are already set on the next big challenge, which to be fair is coming up pretty quickly with Buchalow just around the corner. So how are preparations for Buchalow going?
Well, so over in Germany, I obviously working with Sydney and Tammy, who are going to Buchalow. And so we've done their bit. They're staying over in Europe. I flew back to America, and I'm now working with Jenny Brannigan and Matt Flynn in preparation for Buchalow here. And then we're going back to Jo Hinnemann's place and having a pre-camp there. So I think everything feels like it's in a good place. And I think these riders that are going in the second team competition are feeling the inspiration from Aachen. So I think we're looking pretty good. But we're also I'm back here now, and it's also going to be a quick turnaround to come back. And then we have a bunch of horses going to the Maryland 5-star as well. So still lots going on here in these few weeks for sure.
It is busy, busy. And of course, as well, there will be the Le Lion d'Angers Young Horse World Championships at the end of October as well. And I think, listeners, we will have a special on the podcast around future event stars of the future around that time as well. Eric, Jenny, thank you both so much. It is lovely to have you both back on the show. I mean, at the start of the show, I totally invited us and the listeners along for the ride going into Petone 2022. So I hope that that's okay. But we're looking forward to following your progress. It's a really, really exciting result. And I hope that you all get a chance to enjoy it and celebrate it, because it is a very, very good achievement.
Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Nicole. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Jenny. Listeners, we hope you've enjoyed a very special insight into a very, very special Aachen result. Make no mistake, this is a very big deal. We will have lots more coming for you on the podcast very soon. So do stay tuned. But for now, that is all we've got time for. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the USEA official podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch through any of our social media platforms at US Eventing, and don't forget to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform to make sure you don't miss an episode.